Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm a little sleepy again. Been working some long, long hours, and it's challenging when I'm up late working hard to get up this early. But it's one of my favorite shows, and I could always do it at a different time and this and that, so I could sleep a little longer. But I don't know. I think this is the perfect time because then I get to hit all the time zones in the United States. That's still actually morning. But anyway, I'm doing okay. I opened up today's show with Lloyd Watson out of Alabama with his rendition of This Christmas. I'm excited about this holiday. I know that different people, have different feelings when it comes to the commercialization of the holidays. But for me, it's about family, friends, good food, unity, and peace and love. And so I take all of that, the Christmas shopping and this and that out of it. Of course, I come from a religious background, being a Baptist minister's daughter, so I have my faith and my spiritual side meaning of what this holiday is. But yeah, the spending all that money and going broke and this and that, to me, that's so not what this holiday is about. But anyway, I love playing holiday music. Especially this year. I don't know what it is, why I feel differently, but I feel really excited about the holidays. I feel really excited about the end of this year and so many great things are going to be taking place in 2014. This coming Sunday, I am so excited. I want everybody to tune in. I'm going to have Janiqua on the leopard carpet with me. She is an amazing, gifted R&B soul singer-songwriter out of Australia. She is newly signed to Monarchy Records, which is part of Spectrum Music Group. And she's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet and you'll get a taste of her flavor to, hear her story, and all of that. So let me go ahead and jump in and play a track from her up-and-coming album called Making Love. Again, this is Janiqua out of Sydney, Australia.
Thank you. Hiding inside your shell, just trying to convince yourself that it's good enough to be who you really are. You feel like there's no one the same. You keep your soul locked away, and sometimes you feel like you don't belong anywhere. Searching for a hero and a friend, but sometimes you only need to look within and just believe in.
Late at night, I'm sitting in our living room. The Bible on the table almost drunk. I think about the past, think about the future. About this crazy story, how it has begun. Told me that you want me to get away from loneliness, and I'm just heading for a one-night stand to get the situation. But you were already in love with me, but you were ready to go for more. I didn't realize you're the only one I've ever needed. But now I know, my girl, I love you.
International on you, along with playing Janiqua with Monarchy Records with her piece Making Love. She's all the way in Australia, and again, she's going to be my special guest on the leopard carpet this coming Sunday on the 15th, so be sure to tune in for that. Then I took you over to the UK and played Believe in You by Cassie Keegan. And then over to Germany with Stevie Schneider with In Your Arms. Sometimes I forget, you know, that the music that I have goes all around the world. I am so very blessed. I think that as this year comes to the end, or comes to a end, I realize, you know, how blessed I really, really am. I know that I can say it verbally, and I do frequently. But I'm so grateful, and I know that there are so many things that I have to be grateful for. Now, I'm not going to say that 2013 was a great year as far as experiences and challenges that I faced, but I really, really have come to understand that a lot of how I feel is based on how I react to things, how I allow things to, you know, make me feel. And where I go with that. And I'm trying really hard to choose to handle the stresses differently. whether that means to be quiet, whether that means I take time to meditate and pray, whether it means for me to just let go and move forward, or even just to forgive. I used to be a person that held on to things, and I do shut down. That doesn't necessarily change for me. If there's such an issue in a situation with a person, I shut down. I can forgive you, but I don't go backwards. There are other people that normally I would just shut down and not deal with anymore, but I learned to forgive and I learned to try to accept and understand because there is a reason for that person to be in my life, and I recognize that. So I just choose to do things differently. And when I have conversations with some of the people who are close to me, they recognize that there's a difference. And I try to really, really encourage them also, you know, to you know, make some changes in their world. And it's never too late. I know that for many, you know, going into the new year, it's about a New Year's resolution and what can you do differently. And, what do you plan? You know, what are your goals and all of that? And I think, you know what, I think that's all good because I like certain times to make changes, like my birthday, New Year's, you know, spring, whatever it is. I like certain times to make those changes, but I also recognize that, you know what, today can be that day. Today can be that day that you start doing something different. I know at the beginning of the year I had put up this money chart thing and how to save money. I think it's a great concept, and I think that I'm going to put it up again this coming year. I utilized it. The bad thing is, I'll be honest with you, halfway through the year I needed the money, so I used it. But if I had not saved it, that money wouldn't have been there for me to utilize. So I would encourage everybody to find a way of saving money, because you just never know. If you're an artist, it could go towards a project. If you're a single mom, it could go towards an emergency. I mean, not many of us are really, really good at putting money aside and saving it for a rainy day. And so I'm going to encourage you, as I'm going to encourage my own self, to really work towards, you know, putting some money aside. But let me jump into a few more tracks for you this morning as we have some coffee together. I'm actually drinking some cold lemon green tea this morning that I had made last night. But you know what? It's still okay. I think I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine. I have really come to love and appreciate his sound. His name is Reggie LaFleur, and I'm going to play Something Wrong.
You know who you have reached? Leave me a message.
Saturday night, I forgot to call. I tried to be with you, but you weren't alone. And you know, girl, something's wrong. I had my own suspicion about the style of your hair. I tried to comb through, but there was someone in there. I thought that you was Christian, like up till that night. I saw it in your makeup, wasn't looking right. Something told me better, or don't come, just call. I tried to be with you, but you belong to all of you know. Girl, something's wrong. You hung up on my line and said, don't think I see. If it wasn't for your makeup, you'd be chilling with me, and you know. Girl, something's wrong.
gravity's not holding me down. I'm floating.
I am in love with you.
Just tuning in, you're listening live to Morning Coffee with Leyva. And this is a show that I like to spend a little time with you, where we can share some morning with, you know, some good conversation, if that takes place. You know, I always share some of my thoughts, a lot of times my personal thoughts, and, you know, some good music that comes my way here on FM radio. So in this last set, I played a dear friend of mine. I've grown to be very, very fond of him, a Pacific Northwest artist. His name is Reggie LaFleur, and I played Something Wrong. Going into another Pacific Northwest artist, I have not met him yet. His name is Roy Horn, and I played his piece, Journey Over the Nile. And then going into my girl out there in Jacksonville, Florida, Monica Monet, with her piece, Silent Room, off of her Simply Beautiful CD. I'm really excited because Monica's got a new project coming out in 2014, and we've been working on a official video for one of her tracks called Feelings. This is the first time I've had the opportunity and experience of, like, working on, you know, from a distance, the editing and decision-making of how this video is going to flow. And Leyva News is the official video, official sponsor of the video for Monica, so I look forward to being able to put that out in 2014, and many, many exciting projects going on, you know. But this day is about just spending time with you, having some coffee, some tea, some breakfast, a protein shake, whatever it is that you do in the morning to get your day going, and you know, let you know that I care. You know, play some good music again, but you know, try to share some good thoughts and how we might approach the day. Everything has to do with attitude, and we have a choice. There are so many choices that we have in how we choose to maneuver throughout our day. It's not always easy. It's easy to blame other people, which, of course, you know, situations with somebody else can put us in a good mood or a bad mood, but we also at the same time still have a choice in how we choose to handle a situation. One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot as this year comes to an end, because I'm approached continuously by a variety of independent artists in regards to what do I do, how do I do this, what should it look like, Lady Flavor, will you review? And the thing is that, you know, we spend all day and night on the internet, right? I think that we know how to research. If I can do the research and I can find out the answers, I think that many of you can do the same. It can be challenging, you know, but at the same time, the information is almost like at your fingertips. The other thing is that I realized that over all the years that I've been working since I was about 12 years old, that I've obtained skills, a variety of skills, whether it means commitment to a job, whether it means phone etiquette or being organized or understanding how to prioritize projects or needs for the day, or, you know, there's just so many skills that we learn and obtain while we work and work for someone else that can be transferred over into what we're doing. And I realize that a lot of what I've learned can be transferred over into who I am today. And so I would really, really challenge you to really think about that. One of my mentors, Anne, she talked about the fact of when she decided to leave a very important position with a big company, you know, having to write her own resume, her own bio, and, you know, identifying the things that she knew how to do and knew how to, you know, do well. And she said it surprised herself, and I get it, you know, because when I decided, unfortunately, years after the fact of having that conversation with her, to do it for myself, you know, there are a lot of things that I know how to do, and there are a lot of things that I'm very, very good at. And right now, I believe that those skills have really, really helped me step up my game when it comes to who I am, what I do, whether it's here on the radio, whether it's working with artists, whether it's being a representative for Spectrum Music Group, and all the behind-the-scenes projects that I work on, you know, for the creative souls in my world. Those skills, I think, have really, really helped me. And it's not that I didn't know I had those skills, but it was almost like as soon as I identify the fact that I know how to do certain things and I'm really good at doing certain things, I don't know, I almost feel like it gave me just a new pep in my step. So I'm going to challenge you to really think about that. What do you know how to do? What have jobs brought into your world that caused you to be better at something? And see how you can utilize those skills in what it is that you dream to do in your world coming here in the future and going into 2014. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show, so let me scroll through my list and see what else I can play for you. You know what? There's a young man. I hope to meet him one day. I came to meet him and had him on my show back in the days of doing a show called All Media Artists. And he originally at that point was in Los Angeles. He has since then moved out to New York. He is a solo artist, but he is also a backup artist and keyboard player for Brian McKnight. His name is Matt Cuson, and let me play one of his pieces that he dedicated to his transition from the West Coast to the East Coast, called Leaving L.A.
Did how it feels to be in love and risk it all. Spending all of your time and money just to watch it fall.
Keep up with me, let me make a change. Give me that yes feeling. Oh, you give me that yes feeling. I'm gonna go
right. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and hanging out with me this morning on Morning Coffee with Blava. I hope you are doing well. I hope this helps start your day on a good note, a good food, however you want to put it. In this last set, closing out the show, I played Matt Cusin with Leaving L.A., then Solon Ray with The One That Got Away, closing out with Honeybee La Rochelle with The Yes Feeling, which is the title track to her new CD. I was so excited when she came along. I saw her perform at Soul Factory out in New York. And then shortly after that, I reached out to her. And she was heading over to the UK, to London, to do an album release. And it's so interesting because the other night, I got to, you know, watch with millions of people as she performed as a part of a group called Voice Play on the competition show called The Sing Off. So if you're watching that show, she is the one with the bright red hair. You can't miss her. So that was pretty exciting. I always get excited when I see artists that I have played here on Flava News Radio, you know, be able to move forward and do something bigger and create opportunities for herself. But that very same night, she also won New Artist of the Year on Soul Tracks. And that's a great accomplishment also because that's, you know, the fans, the listeners, the ones that, you know, come to know the artists get to vote. And so congratulations to Honeybee La Rochelle. I believe on the TV it says she lives in Florida. When, you know, I first came to know her, she was out of Vancouver, B.C. And I was hoping that in 2014 she would be one of the artists I would be able to work with in, you know, possibly doing a showcase or something out of Seattle, Washington with her. But, you know, big ups to her. It was very, very exciting to see her, you know, in a sense, living her dream out. By no means is it ever easy, you know, to do something that you love, you're passionate about, and put yourself out there in front of a lot of people, you know, to, you know, judge who you are and what you do. And, you know, just know that everybody deserves to create, you know, and I'm going to really, really encourage you to put your best foot forward and to do your best. Never do anything half-assed. I really, really feel that, you know, whether it means doing research, whether it means you find a mentor, you know, one of my my mentor, Anne, she had told me, you know, Susan, find three people who are doing what you do and are successful and try to figure out what it is that they have done to get to the point of where they are right now. And I think that's important. I really, really do. I think that, you know, you need to find ways to, you know, up your game and do it better. Again, dig deep. Figure out what it is that you know how to do today and up until this point that you can transfer over into, you know, doing things bigger and better, because that's definitely possible. Anyway, I'm going to close out the show right now and wish you all a great, great day. We meet here every Wednesday at Flava Coffee House with Morning Coffee with Flava. Take care. God bless. Again, have a great day.